I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the third hour of the Dizzy Gillespie Centennial on Jazz Unlimited. We're going to start with a tune called Burke's, also known as Swedish Jam, recorded in Stockholm in 1960, with Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, J.J. Johnson on trombone, Benny Carter, who was Cannonball Adderley's first influence on alto, Cannonball Adderley on alto, Lalo Schifrin piano, Art Davis bass, and Chuck Lampkin on drums in 1960. Thank you. You're listening to the Dizzy Gillespie Centennial on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for hanging out with me tonight. We heard a piece called Burke's, subtitled Swedish Jam, recorded in Stockholm, Sweden in 1960, with Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, J.J. Johnson on trombone, Lalo Schifer on piano, Art Davis bass, and Chuck Lampkin on drums. And there are two alto saxophonists here. Benny Carter, who was Cannonball Adderley's first influence, and Cannonball Adderley. And you can hear in Cannonball's solo how much he owes to Benny Carter's approach. You might check that out. We've got Judy Nemac singing a Dizzy composition, the Quincy Jones Big Band, Benny Carter returns with Dizzy, and the Giants of Jazz in this hour, so please stay tuned. And now we're going to have one from Oscar Peterson and Dizzy Gillespie. And this one is very, very highly rated. It's just called Oscar Peterson and Dizzy Gillespie on Pablo. And it was recorded in London in 1974. The tune is Alone Together. Peterson on piano, Dizzy on trumpet. And that will be coming your way right here on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley, and that was Alone Together, right here on the Dizzy Gillespie Centennial on Jazz Unlimited. Thanks for being with me tonight. It was a duet between Oscar Peterson on piano and Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, recorded in London in 1974. We've got the Giants of Jazz, and we're going to hear Carter Gillespie Incorporated coming up, so please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And now we have a station break, and following the station break, we're going to have a set of two. The first one is Dizzy's composition, Dizzy Atmosphere, sung by vocalist Judy Nemac, with Cedar Walton on piano, Ray Drummond bass, Joey Barron on drums, and Curtis Fuller on trombone. It's a 1989 recording, and then we will hear him, Dizzy Gillespie, playing trumpet with the Quincy Jones Big Band on a composition called I Had a Ball. And this is a 1961 recording, and it's from a mosaic set called the Quincy Jones ABC Mercury Big Band Jazz Sessions, following the station break. That was a set of two on the Dizzy Gillespie Centennial on Jazz Unlimited. My name's Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being along with me tonight. We heard Judy Nemac doing a scat version of Dizzy Gillespie's Dizzy Atmosphere, recorded in 1989, with Cedar Walton on piano, Ray Drummond on bass, and Joey Barron on drums, with Curtis Fuller on trombone. And then we heard I Had a Ball from a Quincy Jones 1961 big band with Dizzy Gillespie as the trumpet soloist. We've got The Giants of Jazz recorded in Berlin in 1971. And these are really kind of, with the exception of Sonny Stitt, kind of the bebop pioneers still available. Dizzy Gillespie, Sonny Stitt, Kay Winding, and Thelonious Monk. So please stay tuned for that. And now we're going to hear Sweet and Lovely from a recording made in 1976 with Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Benny Carter on alto, Tommy Flanagan piano, Joe Pass guitar, Al McKibben bass, and Mickey Roker on drums. The CD is one called Carter Gillespie Incorporated on Pablo. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and you're listening to the Dizzy Gillespie Centennial on Jazz Unlimited. We heard Sweet and Lovely, played by Benny Carter on alto, Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Joe Pass guitar, Al McKibben bass, and Mickey Roker on drums, and that's a 1976 recording. We have a station break, and we're going to play one more to take the show out. This is a group called the Giants of Jazz. They were put together as an all-star group by George Wein, I believe, and was quite a financially acceptable, shall we say, tour. Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Sonny Stitt on tenor, Kay Winding on trombone, Thelonious Monk on piano, Al McKibben bass, and Art Blakey on drums in 1971 in Berlin. The tune is one written by Dizzy Gillespie. It's called Blue and Boogie. And this will be coming your way right here on Jazz Unlimited. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and Blue and Boogie, Dizzy Gillespie's composition, closes the Dizzy Gillespie Centennial show on Jazz Unlimited. Dizzy Gillespie's 100th birthday is next month, but so is Thelonious Monk's. So I'd like to kind of give him some space. So that was the Giants of Jazz with Dizzy on trumpet, Sonny Stitt on tenor, Kay Wending trombone, Monk on piano, Al McKibben bass, and Art Blakey on drums, recorded in 1971. There's going to be a lot more Dizzy Gillespie heard on next week's show. It's the career of John Lewis. I'd like to invite you back from 9 to midnight on Jazz Unlimited. So we'll see you then.